Wyoming Vacation 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Rural Main Street Economic Index, compiled monthly by Creighton University, showed a fifth consecutive month of growth in June. The June index was 56.1, down slightly from 56.33 in May, but still above the 50 benchmark for growth. The farming and ranching price component is not doing as well at 42.7, the 55th consecutive month of negative growth. The Creighton Index is compiled from a monthly survey of CEOs in our 10-state region. Bankers have turned cautious with their confidence index at 48.8, down from a neutral 50 the previous month. They are worried about the trade wars. The hiring component increased from 56 to 58 in June. Farmer borrowing continues to increase, but the number of farm loans rejected has doubled in the past year. USDA says that total inflation-adjusted farm debt has increased 19% in the last 4 years. In my winter seminars, I noted that the ag sector was still in good shape in general, but was vulnerable to an existential shock. I said that we, the ag sector, were one good hit away from getting into financial trouble. I suggested a trade war as a potential possibility, as something that could push the ag economy into more dire straits. The current trade war could prove to be epic. Farmer Max says that while farm debt to earnings has jumped to 30%, the highest since the 1980s ag depression, that the interest costs relative to earnings are still a historically low 14% because of low interest rates. Rates are not 18% as in the 1980s, but they are climbing while earnings are not as high enough to reduce the debt. The flattened yield curve may provide an opportunity to extend maturities for little cost. There was little difference at one time between 2-year notes and 10-year treasuries recently. Tax cuts don't help farmers who are not making money. Delinquency rates have not climbed yet. The state-by-state breakdown of the Rural Main Street Index showed North Dakota at the low end with a 51, with Colorado and Missouri the strongest states at 59.5 and 59.4, respectively. The Farm Bill provides a weak financial safety net for farmers, and the crop insurance revenue component, while adequate for this year, erodes with low prices over time. Trump's promise to protect farmers from trade war fallout, having their backs, will be tested. I think they underestimate the extent of the potential losses and duration that the losses may last. My BS detector tells me what they claim for having our backs covered is yet to be defined. They said the same thing about the RFS, and look what they tried to do to it. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Immigration reform was not going so well in Congress. The conservative bill just got 193 votes in the House, but that was better than some expected. That bill had a very favorable reform of the much-needed guest worker provision in it for agriculture. Other than that, it was rather draconian, including funds for Trump's wall, tightened legal immigration, and no pathway for citizenship for DACA, which is why they called it a conservative bill. Ag interests, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, supported it because of the ag provisions. It would have allowed undocumented farm workers to gain legal status. It would have created a new H-2C program, allowing employers to bring in 410,000 foreign workers for farms and 60,000 foreign workers for meatpacking plants. The ag sector is on the cusp of a labor crisis. There's another immigration bill being taken up by the House that did not have votes to pass either, but that was a lot more moderate and did not contain the guest worker provisions. That bill, as Trump pointed out, would not have passed the Senate either. It is theoretically possible that an immigration bill could pass contain funding for the wall, but it would have had to be much, much more moderate than the other provisions, and the GOP is not going to compromise that far. This is looking like an election issue for both sides. With cattle and feed numbers up 4%, hog numbers up 3%, and the broiler breeding flock layers up 4%, it will take more processing capacity to turn them into meat. That means more labor, ranging from truckers to livestock production workers. The problem will be the labor shortage. Pork packers are building new plants and adding shifts. Packers have to add hours to kill more cattle and need additional workers to do that. A lot of people cannot get past a disdain for immigrant workers to realize that there is a real labor crisis developing for the ag sector that is going to cost them. When peak livestock and broiler numbers reach the front end of the market, will there be enough packer capacity to kill them due to inadequate labor supply? I would bet no. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.